Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. We begin in Newfoundland and Labrador, where a major cleanup is set to begin in Happy Valley, Goose Bay, follows a fire that broke out last night. The flames destroying a former ceramics shop, a former air traffic control tower, and a hangar. People throughout the area had to be evacuated due to a risk of explosive material in the hangar that was on fire. Monica Lake lives in the area. She says the evacuation order came as a surprise.
We did know that there was nitrogen and oxygen tanks stored in that building. We did know that, but we sort of thought that there would be some sort of, suppression system, or that, the fire department would, get the bottles out or whatever. We didn't think about being evacuated all that much at that point in time.
After people evacuated, several explosions were heard into the night as crews fought the flames. There's no word yet on if there were any injuries or what may have sparked the blaze. This week's decision to ban Toronto Raptors player Jonte Porter from the NBA for life is raising questions about the state of online gambling in Canada. It has some saying Canada's single-event sports betting regime needs more guardrails. Host of the House, Catherine Cullen, has more.
Conservative MP Kevin Waugh says the lifetime ban of NBA player Jonte Porter shows the system is working.
It does send a signal that people are watching on this.
Waugh is a former sportscaster, and it was his bill that legalized single-event sports betting in Canada almost 3 years ago.
It's something that we'll have to regulate more.
Waugh says there's also room to improve on both the proliferation of ads and the number of legal betting sites.
It's certainly a very serious risk that I think we're falling behind.
Jeremy Luke is president and CEO of the Canadian Centre for Ethics in Sport. This week, they put out a draft policy to address competition manipulation. Luke says the federal government should ratify an international treaty on the subject and adopt a policy for all federally funded sports organizations. In a statement, Federal Sports Minister Carla Quattro says the government is committed to addressing illegal sports betting in Canada, adding competition manipulation is a threat to the integrity of all sport. Catherine Cullen, CBC News, Ottawa.
And you can hear more on The House right after the 9 o'clock edition of World Report on CBC Radio 1, 9:30 in Newfoundland, or anytime on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts. A global surge in measles has prompted the Public Health Agency of Canada to recommend those born before 1970 get at least one dose before travel. But a national vaccine shortage that was expected to end Friday is now set to last another month. Canada's supplier Merck says its vaccine shortage should be over by May 15th. It says remaining doses are being reserved for public immunization programs, and it's working hard to ensure a consistent supply. U.S. aviation officials are investigating an unauthorized cockpit visit during a United Airlines charter last week from Denver to Toronto. The guest, Colorado Rockies batting coach Hensley Mullins. Video emerged this week that appears to show him sitting in a pilot seat while the plane was at cruising altitude, a violation of regulations and of United policy. It's a United problem for United. In recent weeks, a tire fell off during takeoff, an engine caught fire, and a piece of aluminum skin dropped off. A family in Thames, Ontario spent the last month trying to find out how to recapture their escaped duck. The Muscovy duck flew the coop in March after it broke out from a barn on their farm property east of London. Alana Innes says neighbors caught the bird with a net and brought it to their farm.
Well, we're relieved because we've been spending quite a bit of time going down searching for it. There's been many efforts. There's been nets and there's been little decoys and there's been several attempts to catch this bird. Oh, we're thrilled. We just couldn't believe it. We actually didn't think we were going to get her back. So it was kind of a laughable moment. We were pretty excited about it.
Innes says the duck was greeted by the other ducks with quite a commotion. Going quackers, you might say. That is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.